Perfect. All right. We will take questions now for Kyle Busch, if you have one. Once again, a friendly reminder, you may use the blue raised hand in Zoom, or you may use the chat session as well. We will take our first question from Jeff Gluck. Jeff, go ahead.
Kyle, it seemed like an improved performance today from the Toyotas on intermediate track. Does that mean you guys are feeling better now about your program?
No, I wouldn't say entirely. Atlanta's kind of its own beast. Well, Atlanta and Homestead are, you know, pretty significant high downforce tracks. And, you know, we tend to run well here. Truex definitely tends to run well here. He did last year. And I think Denny's won here a couple times. So it's a place that we should have good results at. And, you know, it's nice to come out of here with a good solid run, run up front all day long, and, you know, have a good outing. So hopefully we can keep that momentum rolling.
Okay, we'll take our next question with Zach from the record. Zach, go ahead.
Kyle, Atlanta and Fontana seem to be the two most abrasive tracks on the circuit, and that both races this year, it seems like there's been a lot of strung out racing. Is that more to do with off throttle time, tires, the package? What do you feel like the differences there as opposed to some of the other racetracks with this 550 package?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's grip. Everybody's grip limited. I don't think I ran one lap today wide open. So as soon as you have to start getting out of the gas, the more the back guys, because of dirty air and because of ill handling cars or just all of the above, they're going to get out of the throttle more and more. So it's going to be harder for playing that catch up. And you can push real hard too, and run hard, but you'll take a chance in hurting your tires. So there was a portion of the race there where I had to just kind of back off and ride and make sure I kept my tires underneath me to make sure that we could go the full laps on distance that we needed to on a couple of those stints. And in having to have tire save, you know, some other guys may have been doing some of the same stuff. So that'll string you out. But the more these engineers and teams and drivers and crew chiefs, everybody all get more and more time with particular vehicles, and we find the nuances of them, and you'll see some separation with the better guys.
Thanks, Kyle.
Okay, we'll take our next question from Alex Glaze. Alex, go ahead.
Hey, just we saw Bubba kind of struggling a little bit after the race with the interview. It looked like it was heat related. Just how hot was it out there for you guys, and kind of what difficulties did that present?
It was a little warm, definitely walking out there, getting in the car, strapping in and getting the race going. It was a little bit warm, but you know, I have ice packs that I use with me and a helmet cooler that I use on, and my strategy always seems to work out okay. You know, plus I think it also boils down to you know, your chemical makeup and your workout regimen, the stuff you eat, the stuff you drink, all that sort of stuff. And you know, when I during the off season, I work out really, really hard. And then when we go back to regular season of racing, I tend to kind of back it down just a little bit. But when we had our 2 month break there, I pushed on just like we were in the off season and worked out real hard. And now I'm back to kind of back off a little bit. And I feel fine.
All right, Kyle, you referenced this when you first came in the room, but this is a question from Ashley with Popular Speed. I'm going to read it for you, just related to just speeding penalties, and do you attribute that thing, knowing you've had more this year throughout all three series?
Yeah, I mean, it's all about pushing the limits. I think, you know, I'm able to really fine-tune my tachometers or my digital dash and my lights and all that stuff through practices. When we have practices, every time I come in, every time I go out, I'm working on my lights and kind of checking and seeing what it takes to maintain my lights, and I make adjustments and tweaks to them all weekend long. And this year we just haven't had that. So, you know, some of it's where we're setting them, being too close to the line, not having enough filter, we call it. And then also, you know, just over pushing it on my side as well too, and trying to be number one on pit road like I've always been.
All right, we'll take one final question for Kyle. Bob Pockris, go ahead with your question.
Yeah, Kyle, you took part in the driver video that was aired before the race. Did you have any hesitation? And why do you think now is the time where the drivers maybe feel more comfortable to address these issues?
I think you're seeing a lot more people be a lot more proactive in these issues in the recent weeks of things happening. So as far as all the other drivers and us all getting together and just having a say, we wanted to put out a powerful statement and a message. And so I feel like we all did that together with NASCAR and went well from all of our standpoints. So we're happy to be able to do that and show our support to the Black community. I also sat down this week with Jonathan Stewart, who is a former running back to the Carolina Panthers, and he and I were friends. And so we had a good conversation this past week. So we recorded that and we're going to do some edits on that and be able to put that out as well too from my side. I think Bubba Wallace did it with Ty Dillon as well. So stuff like that has been happening. And, you know, it's a time for us to take initiative, but also to listen and learn and go from there.
Thank you.
Oh, congrats on the second place finish. We appreciate you joining us today. We wish you the best of luck in March.